We are ready for episode number 2.
Just keep it playing.
Just
keep it playing.
Talk. Yeah, let's just keep it going.
All right.
Of Just Talking. I'm Doug Latuca with Adami, Dixon, and Garafa for our second try on the Just Talking podcast. First show was good.
It was great.
So we're very excited for number 2, and let's just get right into it. Today, a little bit of snow. Last night, we were looking for maybe a closing today, but just got the two-hour delay. And Garafa, I know you're not too happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was up last night. I was looking outside. It was quite the inchage. That's a fun word. Quite the inchage of snow. There was at least like 2 inches. I don't know how we didn't have a snow day this morning, but it's okay.
At least it's got to be more than
it's
2 inches.
Like
Oh yeah.
I mean, I woke up at like 9 o'clock this morning, and I normally my mom wakes me up, and I was like, why aren't you waking me up yet? I was like, do we not have school? And she was like, yeah, we do. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know what? I'd rather be home. I'd rather be sleeping. But you know what? It hasn't really been. We haven't really done anything.
Your mom
today.
Wakes you up.
Yeah.
So cute. You know what I use? The alarm.
An alarm clock?
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
Okay.
Like, I put the time in the clock, and then at that time, the next day it goes
on. Wow, does it? That sounds like a clock.
But now when I hear that sound anywhere else, I start getting stressed that I have school.
You've got PTSD.
I agree.
I
don't have PTSD with alarm clocks.
I walked by the test room, and they like had a timer going off, and I was like, oh, is it? I'm already here, and I was already freaking out.
Yeah, sometimes when someone's phone rings, they have the same ringtone as my alarm, so I just get a little bit of anxiety there.
Exactly.
All right, so I guess I'm on the right track by having human interaction when I wake up in the morning.
I tried convincing my mom to do that, but she told me I was an idiot.
No, so. I wake up by...
Sorry, my mom's nice enough to do that.
I wake up by my alarm.
Yeah, but I got on the alarm train this year. My mom always used to wake me up, but now I'm an alarm guy.
Yeah.
You're an adult. You've grown up. You've moved on.
So going with the two-hour delay today, I thought that was definitely the right move. The roads were totally fine today.
Yeah, I agree.
It was nice that we had the extra 2 hours, a little bit more sleep, and it was sunny out, so
yeah.
it melted a lot of the snow. So the roads were fine. I know people aren't that happy that we didn't have the cancellation today. They were expecting a little bit more. But the rain kind of washed up all that snow off the road. And Half Hollow Hills got it right.
For sure.
If it was like the snow on Saturday, we definitely would have had no school. Like Saturday morning, I woke up and there was so much snow outside.
Yeah.
Like yeah, it was quite hefty Saturday morning. I mean, there are a lot of people who woke up this morning and they're like, yeah, we shouldn't have had school. I'm like, you know... I know you don't want to go to school, but there's really no reason not to cancel it. The roads are fine. We're going to be able to go home and have no problems. It might just be a little wet, but I mean, we've driven in rain before, so there's no real problem. True. So, I mean, I get it. People are a little antsy for a day off, but I mean, then you know full well and good that when that day off that we were supposed to have comes around that we had canceled, we're going to be like, well, I wish we were off today. We were supposed to.
Well, according to Maroney, it should get frigid tonight.
Yeah, it is. So it's supposed to freeze over tonight.
All that wet... that wet water from the melted snow could turn into ice for tomorrow morning. So there could be another chance at a 2 hour delay or
I'll see you
a cancellation.
A quick delay.
I'll see you here when I walk in third period.
How about an hour delay.
I'll see you when I see you.
An hour delay. Have we ever had an hour delay?
It's in the agenda book. Like it has a time.
There's also an hour and a half delay too, which is even weirder.
That would be funny.
That is very
there was
weird.
The one time in middle school at Candlewood when we had like it was really rainy outside, and if you went to school on time because they like called people's houses at like I remember school started at like 8 o'clock, and they would call they called people's houses at like 7:45 saying you don't need to come to school, we're having a delay. It was like an hour delay, and we watched the movie in the auditorium. I don't remember if anybody remembers that.
I think I do remember that.
We watched. I don't even remember what movie we watched. I think we might have watched like Despicable Me or something.
I feel like I remember that. I don't know why.
There was the auditorium was filled. Like, everybody was there. It was just people were showing up late, and we were like, why are we here? Because they called everyone's houses like 7:45 and said, we have a delay today. So it was really weird.
I don't remember that at all.
You might have been home. You might have been home before you left. Because you live kind of near Candlewood, so you might not have left your house yet.
Not that close, but...
I mean, closer than I am.
Yeah.
You were talking about that extra... snow day that we would have. We have, I believe, three built-in snow days. So if we don't use those three snow days,
we still go
those are three extra days that we're going to be in school. So, yeah, because it's not where they take away snow days because of a holiday. So they'll take away the holiday if we have a snow day. Here, they already have the three built in. So we're allowed three snow days without any any penalties to the regular calendar.
Oh, I was unaware of that.
But if we don't use those three snow days,
we still have school.
We have school those 3 days.
I think the reason why they're calling no school is so the 2021 calendar, they don't have to build in snow days and they're taking away actual days.
So you think it's almost strategy? So they're going to be like, yeah, we didn't use any snow days today, any of the three
so
built
in. So they're making the calendar in 2021, right, they don't have to add the snow days. I don't even think they have to pay the teachers then. I think that's where the high idea is.
Great. So we're going to be another thing where we're out of school and cool things start happening when we leave. That seems to always happen. We leave and then like the cool things or different things start to happen.
Well, I like the built-in snow day because it doesn't take away from our vacation. But
it's good, but I don't think they like it.
Yeah, obviously. In this scenario, this year, we have had not one snow day. So it hasn't benefited us at all. But let's say we had a rough winter. I mean, those 3 days come in handy. We would let's say you had five snow days. You'd only have 2 days off of your holiday calendar from those 2 days off. You would have those would be used
Memorial
as snow days.
Day.
So instead of having the 5 days where you would take away from the normal holiday calendar, you're only taking away two of those days.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of genius.
It's smart, but the way it's played out this year, it hasn't benefited us at all.
No.
It's actually probably not going to work out for us.
It's hurt us.
In the end.
Yeah, I had no idea about that. I heard about the built-in snow days. I had no idea what it meant until you just said it. So thank you for enlightening me quite a few months into the year.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early on, though. There seems to be a little bit of snow at the end of March sometimes.
Snow. It's winter till March 21st.
It snowed last year during a spring break.
Yeah.
I remember that.
A lot of weird weather patterns.
I'm telling you, if you can get me a snow day during Thursday and Friday of March Madness, it'd be the greatest thing of all time.
That would be outstanding.
Now, how would we do that?
just make it snow.
Is that the 14th?
I'm just letting you all know.
No, the week after that.
I'm letting you all know because we have no idea what time this period ends. We have 10 minutes till this period's over. So we got a good few more minutes of talking.
Of just talking.
Just talking. That's right.
Thank you, sir.
I had to give an update. I mean, I had no idea what time this period ends.
That was a pretty good first segment. I mean,
you were hilarious with that hot tub. I mean, I know Andrew didn't hear it.
That was last episode.
You were like, hot tubs can get really hot.
No, I was talking this segment. It makes sense. I just taught you something about the built-in snow days, right?
Sorry,
there.
You're right.
I taught you something about those.
I thought
built-in
you were talking
snow days.
About the first like segment of
the first show. Yeah, right, that was a good one too.
That was
hot tubs are really hot.
No, this one. You know what? It's also because I came right off the beach. So when you get
sweating in a hot tub once.
Yeah,
I was like sweating and I had to get out. I was like, I'm actually sweating.
No, yeah, you get hot. You're coming off the beach. Your legs are probably very burnt.
I don't understand why they have hot tubs in these tropical places. Like,
well, Doug,
I would like to go in it. I always go in it, but my family's like, why? It's like warm out here. But I'm like,
who doesn't
sit in hot water?
Well, the adult pool was very cold. So in reality, you would go from the adult pool to the hot tub and back in and out of all the
well, we all know
you
got to
stay refreshed there.
Exactly.
You know what you really need, though? Nice little hot tub time machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
Great movies. We used to watch them back in the day.
We did.
I actually have a very funny hot tub story.
Copyrighted.
from this summer, when I went to Arizona, I was staying at this hotel, and there was a pool and a hot tub. So one morning, we were leaving, and I think it was actually the day we were coming home. But there was a man and a woman in a hot tub, and they didn't have clothes on.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to... You can.
This is the hotel hot tub?
Yes, this is the hotel hot tub. They didn't have clothes on.
Did you take pictures? Or
no, I did not. Excuse you. But
where's the proof?
No. They were... I'm not going to say what they were doing, but you understand.
No.
That is not appropriate, Andrew. So after the fact... They got out of the hot tub once they saw us. They walked into the lobby. Now the guys
naked? Wait, naked?
No, they had they got out of the hot tub and put their clothes on. But they walked in. The guy is like this big, tall, goofy guy. And then the girl's like she seems really like shook, like shaken up that people saw her. So she comes in and she goes up to her room. They both do. And then in like 15 minutes, this lady, like me and my dad are now eating breakfast. And now in 15 minutes,
naked.
No. So this lady walks in.
Like, wow, look at them.
This lady walks in with two kids, and she's asking the person at the front desk, I don't know where my babysitter is. She's not here.
No.
And so she cuts on the phone and she's calling. She's like, I don't know. She hasn't picked up in 30 minutes. She was supposed to come down and get the kids and whatever. Like, I don't know. And she's like, I don't know where she went. So she said, she's talking to the kids. The kids are like, I'm like, wait, what? So she's talking to the kids and she's like, I don't know where she is. She should be here by now. And so I was very, very confused.
Just wrap it up. We already know it.
It was her in the hot tub.
Exactly.
She comes down 5 minutes later and she comes. She's like, oh my God, hi, my babies. And we're like, me and my dad are sitting there like, what? And so she said, I overslept. I'm sorry. I just woke up.
I would have rose my hand. I've been like, liar.
Yeah. So me and my dad are like, what just happened? Because they were like, yeah, I'm sorry. I overslept. And then the lady's like, all right, I'm leaving now.
That's mad fun. When I was on vacation, I was in the hot tub. There was a guy and a girl, and they're like grinding at each other. My cousin's like, let's go. And I'm like, nah. So I just sat like this cross-legged. And the girl's like, stop. And the guy's like, come on. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there. Just trying to be annoying.
I think you guys got like a little off topic here.
I don't know what
we
is going
hot
on.
Tub to hot tub to really hot tub.
I am just observing the conversation between Garafa
and Badami right now. Who took the really
this
weird
This is unbelievable. And this is why we love the Just Talking podcast. There's really no outline. You know I love an outline podcast. I'm much for lists and scheduling, but we can go off on a tangent on pretty much any topic we want. So that's what we did today. Show number 2 is complete.
Great show.
Quick one because of the 2-hour delay schedule.
So the moral of the story is hot tubs are really hot.
Hot
tubs. What did we make the title for the first episode?
Hot tubs are really hot.
So can we really do that? Just say the same title and put part 2.
Hot tubs. Just put part 2. We should just make the show named Hot Tub Experiences.
All right. We're done. So we're going to thank Mr. Rashudi, Mr. Doxy, the administration, Dr. Catapano, everyone involved in our podcast setup.
Liam, who's enjoying the Lysol over
and
in
Liam,
the corner.
And Julia Balzafieri is here as well.
You guys are a joke.
We're a joke.
Love you guys.
Okay.
That was so hurtful. That was hurtful.
It smells like flowers.
And a special thanks to the class of 2016 for their generous donation to our podcast setup and everything we've got going on here. So for Garafa, Badami, Dixon, Paris, and Balls of Fury, I'm Douglas Latuca. Have a great rest of your week and check out our podcast.